1954年诺贝尔文学奖的得主啊，这一本书叫做《老人与海》的作者海明威。
The winner of Nobel Prize in literature was Hemingway, and he was the author of The Old Man and the Sea.
在他62岁生日的前三个礼拜啊，也就是大概是1961年的7月2号。
In 1961, July 2nd, that's about 3 weeks before his 62nd birthday.
他在他自己的住家的地下室里头啊，用他自己所珍藏的这个双管猎枪自杀。
He committed suicide with his double-barrel shotgun that he kept in his basement.
他的太太听到这个枪声以后，跑到地下室去看。当时他的脸已经完全毁掉，只剩下下巴跟嘴巴。
And when his wife heard the gunshot and went down to the basement, she can only saw his mouth and chin, and everything else was gone.
法医验证这是这个。这是自杀的行为，所以法庭裁定他呢，这个不需要任何人不需要负责。
The forensic expert decided that it was accidental discharge and nobody was responsible was held responsible for his death.
其实，在同一年的春天，就是大概在4个月之前呢、啊，他已经有这个自杀的倾向。
In fact, about 4 months earlier, he had the tried to commit suicide.
所以他用这个所谓的电疗的治疗的方法呢，但是那个治疗方法使他严重的记忆力损伤啊。
He was having electroshock therapy, but that caused him to lose his memory, some of his memory.
但是呢，在七月份他自杀，这一次是真的，他这个自杀成功了。
But in July, this time he.successfully committed suicide.
但是另外一种说法是，有人认为海明威自杀的原因是因为他自己在写作的这个要求度非常的高。
There, other people thought that maybe he committed suicide because he had a very high expectation for his own work.
当他发觉他自己后来的作品没有办法达到这个像《老人与海》这样的一个境界的时候，他陷入了这个绝望的过程。
When he found out that he could never reach the level when he wrote the Old Man and the Sea, then he was desperate.
啊，他在这个绝望的当中呢，想办法要解决这样一个 depression 的问题。
And in his desperation, he wanted to solve his problem of depression.
啊，他呢就常常到出海到外海去打鱼。
So he often went to the sea to for fishing trips.
甚至用他的那个双管的猎枪出去打猎。
And he used that double barrel shotgun to hunt.
啊，甚至于呢，用酒精想办法来麻痹自己，想办法呢解除这样的一个 depression 的问题。
And he also tried to use alcohol to try to get out of his depression problem.
但是都没有办法解决他的问题。
But none of this solved his problem.
所以他决定用自杀的方式来解决这个问题。
So he decided to commit suicide to solve this problem.
我们上次在《列王记上》19:1-4也看见这个先知以利亚，他也同样的倾向，进入到绝望的过程当中，他选择想要走这个绝路。
Last time we saw 1 Kings chapter 19, we also saw Prophet Elijah also ran into some desperate situation, and he was trying to get out of this.
但是基督徒到底如何来处理我们生活当中的压力呢？
So how should the Christians be dealing with the stress that we face in our daily lives?
其实基督徒跟没有信主的人在一些事情上是一样的，是我们同样的要面对生活的压力。
When we face stress, it's whether you're a Christian or not, we face the same situation.
但是基督徒最大的差别是我们是有福的人。刚才记得那首诗歌吗？
So the big difference between Christian and non-Christian is that we are blessed. If you remember the hymn that we just sang,
神的儿女真是有福。
God's children are blessed.
第一句话大家还记得吗？
And that's the first sentence in the lyric.
在压力下怎么样？忘记了。在压力下怎么样？
Under the pressure.
我们请你是跟我们讲第一句怎么唱？在压力中有什么？也有平静平安。所以我们最后一首唱 Shalom 有没有？
So under pressure we still have peace and calm.
所以在我们的生活当中，我们如何来面对这样的一个生活当中经常可能会遇见的问题？
So in our lives, this is something that we may very often face.
这句话是亚里士多德，他是在主前大概300多年的一个哲学家。
And this is said by a Greek philosophy, Aristotle, and who lived in 300 BC,
around 300 BC. 他这样子说。
And he said,
我们先请英文来读给我们听，我再来翻译给大家听。
Let's read English first. Suffering become beautiful with anyone bears great commodity with cheerfulness, not through insensibility, but through greatness of mind.
我们在这里看见他说，当人以喜乐来承担那个极大的苦难、灾难的时候，那个苦难就变得异常、非常的美丽。但不是因为那人的精神已经麻木了，而是他的心灵伟大。
So suffering become beautiful when anyone bears great commodity with cheerfulness, not through insensibility, but through greatness of mind.
我们看见基督徒的心灵本来就是应该伟大。
We should see that the heart of Christians should be great.
因为我们有圣灵内住在我们的里面。
Because we have the Holy Spirit dwell in us.
因为在我们的生命当中，我们不只是有 cheerfulness， 我们还有 joy。
Because in our life, not only we have cheerfulness, but we also have joy.
我们不但有快乐，更加有喜乐。
Not only cheerfulness, but joy.
所以我们要超越这个压力的这样的一个可怕的这个力量来影响我们，我们如何来超越呢？
So how do we overcome the influence of the stress?
所以我们继续要来看，是在列王记同样的这段经，我们要往后看，从要继续来看第一节要到第二十一节，但是呢，我们全部不会看完，所以呢，我们还有第三讲啊，感谢主，避免压力太大，所以我们分成三段。
So let's continue to read 1 Kings chapter 19 and from verse 1 to 21, but because it's too long, so we're going to have a third sermon. And
avoid the stress.
To avoid any stress that you may face.
所以我们啊，要从这段里面，还记得我们上次讲到那个压力会使人产生的这种恐惧，这样是一个非常可怕的力量。
So last time we talked about the stress can create some fearfulness in us, and it's a horrible force.
像我们很清楚的 define 这个 stress 到底是什么东西。
So we need to clearly define what the stress is.
但是第二个我们要看为什么这样的一个压力会影响到我们的生命。
The second, we need to understand why this kind of stress would influence our life.
当我们面对压力的时候，我们常常会在上帝的面前尖叫，为什么有压力啊？
When we face stress, we cry out loud to our Lord, why do we have to face the stress?
其实这个压力除了帮助我们能够认识自己，也能够认识上帝。
Actually, the faith would make us understand ourselves, also get to know the Lord.
这个压力能够帮助我们认识我们自己的不足、自己的有限，也能够认识上帝的全知、全能跟全在。
This stress will make us understand the limitation of ourselves, but also understand that God is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent.
我们看见认识自己是制造压力的来源， 这是一个非常重要的第一个认识的地方。
So the first understanding we should have is that, the stress is created or generated by ourselves.
啊，我们从这个心理学家他所讲述的，我们也是先请英文来读，我再翻译给大家听。
So let's first read this in English. Stress is the trash of modern life. We all generate it, but if you don't dispose of it properly.It will pile up and overtake your life.
那我们在这里看见压力是现代生活的垃圾。
And here we see that the stress is the trash of modern life.
我不晓得你们家这个垃圾能够摆多久。
I don't know how long you can keep the garbage in your house.
啊，我太太是广东人，她很喜欢煲汤啊，就是煮鸡汤啊。
My wife is a Cantonese. She likes to make chicken soup.
啊，那她去 Costco 就买两只鸡呢，就劈啊劈啊，那剩下的全部两只汤，两只鸡煮一锅汤啊。
So she would buy two chickens from Costco and peel it off and then.Put the two chickens in one pot to make chicken soup.
这个对我很大的压力。
And this is a lot of pressure to me.
因为我们台湾人是一只鸡煮十锅汤，煮两锅汤。
Because for Taiwanese, we make
two pots of chicken soup
from one chicken.
啊，但是它是两只鸡煮一锅汤。
And she's making two chickens with one pot.
可是后面的压力更大了。
But the pressure is even bigger later.
因为那些劈下的是那个鸡的鸡皮啊，那些脏的东西，那个垃圾如果留在厨房啊，不要半天啊，特别是 Texas 很热的情况下，你就会整个房子都闻到那个尸体的臭味。
Because after you make the chicken soup, the leftovers will stink the entire house if you don't dispose it properly.
啊，所以。没有人喜欢把垃圾留在家里。
So nobody like to keep the garbage in your home.
同样的，在你的生命当中有没有垃圾存在
？In your life, do you have garbage that you keep?
那我们在这里看，压力是我们现代生活的垃圾。
So here we see that the stress is the trash of our life.
但是是谁制造的呢
？But who generated these?
是那个煮鸡汤的人吗？
Is the one who cooked the chicken soup?
其实不是，是我们自己知道的。
It's actually not. It's ourselves.
但是我们要处理，如果处理不得当的话呢，我们会把它累积起来，对我们自己，甚至对我们周遭围的人都是伤害。
But we need to dispose of it because if we don't deal with this properly, then we can hurt ourselves and the people surrounding us.
两天前我们在这个学生团契在迎新的时候，我就问在座的这些年轻的同学们说：“你们怎么处理压力啊？有没有什么办法？”有人有很 creative 的创新的办法。
But a couple of days ago in the welcome party for the new students, I mentioned how do you deal with stress, and somebody came up with a very creative idea.
他说：“我把压力就丢给我的丈夫了。”
She said, "I just give the stress to my husband."
我就说哦，这样子哦，那你的丈夫是把压力丢给你们家的狗啊？他说没有，是猫。
And so I asked, "So what did your husband do? Did he turn the stress over to the dog?" And she said, "No, it's actually a cat."
啊，他说我就说哦，那猫是不是遭殃了？
So then I said, "Well, the cat is
cat, yeah.
the cat is
yeah.
in big trouble."
Not Mao, okay.
Sorry.
Under stress. Big stress. 那我就说，那是不是猫遭殃了呢
？So I said the cat is in. Shouldn't the cat be in big trouble?
啊，他说没有，是把猫把压力丢给老鼠了。
And she said, "No, actually, the cat turned the stress to the mouse, to mice."
OK， 然后呢？我说那老鼠倒霉了是不是？他说不是，还有耗子。你们知道什么是耗子吗？耗子，耗子。
老鼠啊，一样。
耗子是小型的老鼠，叫做耗子。
Okay.
老鼠生耗子，一代不如一代吧。
So I said maybe the mouse would turn the stress over to little mouse.
啊。 那到底是谁要承受这个压力？
So who should eventually take all this stress?
啊，我们在这里看见当时先知以利亚他如何来面对这个压力，回到这个列王记上十九章的地方。
So, let's return to chapter 19, First King.
我们看
prophet Elijah faced the pressure.
我们看见这第三节的地方，他面对这个压力的时候，他就选择一个选项，叫做逃命的方式。
So in verse 3, we saw that when he faced the stress, he made the choice to run for his life.
他从这个北边的这个撒玛利亚这一带就逃到南边的犹大的别示巴这个地方。
So he ran from somewhere north in Samaria to south Beersheba in the south.
啊，大家如果仔细看这个地图啊，大概要跑，如果是大概要跑到要跑一天的时间。
So if you look at the map, it takes about one day to go from the north to the south.
然后呢，我们来看别示巴这个到底在当时的地理还有犹太人的历史有什么样的意义。
So let's look at the meaning of Beersheba. At that time, what kind of meaning it has?
如果你想要认识别示巴这个地方呢，你必须要回到创世纪，因为这个地名的是亚伯拉罕所取的。
So if you want to understand why this place is called Beersheba, you have to turn to Genesis because this was named by Abraham.
创世纪在第二十一章的地方，从二十二节到三十四节，就讲述到这个别示巴的这个地名的起源。
In Genesis 21:29-31, it talked about the origin of the name for Beersheba.
我不想给大家太大的压力，说我讲给你们听，你们不用自己读哈。
I don't want to give you too much pressure, so I would tell you so you don't have to.
但是如果你有兴趣，回家可以自己看。
But if you're interested, then you can go home and read this in more detail.
我们在这里看见，在第二十九。在其实从二十二节开始啊，在这个地方有一个王的，其实这个亚比米勒在希伯来文就是王的意思。
And we saw there is a king, Abimelech, and actually in Hebrew it just means king.
那个名字就是王啊。
And the name means the king.
那当时呢，他呢就跟亚伯拉罕的他的部将就跟亚伯拉罕的这个仆人有一些问题产生。
So his subordinate had a problem with Abraham's people.
啊，在二十五节的地方，他说亚伯拉罕的仆人呢，当时他们挖的井被这个亚比米勒当地的王强占了一口井。
So after Abraham dug a well, and the people
The soldiers,
maybe. The soldiers for Abimelech took over by force, took over the well by force.
但是亚伯拉罕怎么做？
So what did Abraham do?
他就跑去找这个王亚比米勒来理论了，指责他。
So he went to Abimelech, the king, to blame him.
你想想看，亚伯拉罕当时是那里占据的人，是老外啊。
So at that time, Abraham was a foreigner to a sense for that place.
我们中国人很奇怪，在美国还叫人家老外，有没有？
We Chinese are strange. We call the Westerners foreigners, even we are here as a foreigner.
我们叫人家老外。
We call them foreigners.
其实这个亚伯拉罕在当时也是老外啊。
But in Abraham, in this situation of Abraham was the foreigner.
啊，但是他竟然敢找当地的王说去跟他指责说你的部将做的错的事情。
But he had the guts to go to the king and blame what his the king's soldiers did.
这个王说，哎，谁干的我不晓得啊，但是我愿意跟你和解啊。
And the king said, I didn't know who did this, but I want to reconcile with you.
所以呢，他们就彼此的和解，而且呢，立了约。
So they reconciled and they also sworn an oath.
在第三十一节的地方，亚伯拉罕就给这个地方，他们当时立约开这口井的地方，就立了一个约以后，就给这个地方起名叫别示巴。
So in verse 31, Abraham called this the name where they sworn an oath, this the name of Beersheba.
但是我们看见从地界上，从地界的观念来讲，别示巴，如果弟兄姊妹们你仔细的看这个迦南地的图啊，别示巴是最北的地方。对不起啊，这个是这张图呢，你会看见别示巴是迦南地的最南界，所以呢，犹太人常常会讲说，从但到别示巴，那个但是最北的边界，别示巴是最南的边界。
So from this map, you can see that Beersheba is in the southernmost part of the map, and that's why Israelites usually see from Dan to Beersheba, where Dan is the northernmost part, and Beersheba is the southernmost.
从他们的国界的理念来讲，但是最北边，别示巴最南边啊。像我今天早上读到这个灵修的地方，我读到这个大卫在数算他的兵丁，从但到别示巴，也就是全国的境内的意思。
So when they say from Dan to Beersheba, it means the entire country of Israel, for Israel.
啊，从历史的角度，我们看见这个先知以利亚来到别示巴这个地方，就让他想起他的祖先，这个叫做亚伯拉罕的，他竟敢跟王有这样的 guts 去指责他。
So from a historical perspective, Prophet Elijah ran to Beersheba, and this is the place where Abraham went to the king to blame their soldiers for their wrongdoings.
啊，但是从地理的角度，他已经逃到没有地方可以再逃了，因为是以色列整个巴勒斯坦的最南边的地方。
But geologically, that's he had nowhere to go because this is the southernmost part of Israel.
所以他把他的仆人就留在那个地方，因为他不晓得将来他会往哪里走，所以呢，他把他的仆人就留在别示巴。
So he left his servant in Beersheba because he didn't know where to go.
啊，然后呢，我们看见在第十九章的第四节的地方，他自己这个以利亚就在旷野走了一天的路程。
So we saw that in verse 4, he walked in the desert himself for an entire day.
如果我们以别示巴为中心走一天的路程，啊，我想他不会走到地中海里面去吧。
So if we look at the map, at the center, starting from the center of Beersheba, within one day, I don't think he can walk to the Mediterranean Sea.
或者是跑走到沿海里头。
Or go to the...
Salt Sea,
Salt Sea,
or Dead Sea, yeah,
or Dead Sea.
那但是严格讲起来，根据当时的可能性，他是往南走的。
So it's possible that he walked to the south in the direction of.
他来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里就求死了，可见他有自杀的倾向。
He came to a broom tree, sat down, and prayed that he might die. So he had the tendency of commit suicide at that point.
我们在那里看见，在人遇见极大的压力的时候，有可能会有这样的倾向。
So we can see that when people face a lot of great stress, it is very likely that you have a tendency to commit suicide.
而且他跟上帝怎么讲
？So this is what he said to the Lord.
我们看见第四节的后半段，他说：“耶和华啊，罢了。”求你取我的性命，那个原因在哪里？因为我不胜于我的列祖。
So second half of verse 4, he said, I've had enough, Lord, he said, take my life, I'm no better than my ancestor. That's the reason he gave.
你们看见他用他所谓的列祖，虽然是复数的，但是你们觉得他所指的列祖可能指的是，最有可能指的是谁？
So he used the plural ancestors.But what do you think? Who do you think he is referring to most likely?
我想第一个一定是先想到亚伯拉罕。
I think first he must be thinking of Abraham.
那我们在这里看见呢，他大概是压力太大也太累了，跑了两天的路了，所以呢，很疲倦就睡着了。
So we saw here that after 2 days of running and walking, and he must be very tired, so he fell asleep.
就像你们当中有些人一样哈，我知道你们压力很大，也很累。
Just like some of you, I know you're facing a lot of pressure and stress, and you are tired.
So it's okay to sleep now. 我们看见上帝没有说，哎，起床啊，没有这样的把他叫起来啊。
We saw that God didn't say, well, get up.
啊，所以呢，不用担心，听到的时候，睡着的时候，现在上帝不会叫你起来了。
So don't worry when you're listening to the sermon, if you fall asleep, God would not call you to wake you up.
啊，但是上帝更恩待这个以利亚，他还招待他东西吃哦。
But God treated Elijah well and give him something to eat.
啊，他就让天使拍拍他，叫他起来吃东西。
And so the angels waked him up and asked him to have to eat some food.
他吃了两顿。
And he ate two meals.
来到第八节的地方呢，他自己又继续在旷野走，走了四十昼夜。
So, to verse eight. He got up and ate and drank, and he continued to walk for 40 days and nights.
在旷野里面，我跟你保证，绝对没有McDonald's。
In the wilderness, I can guarantee you there was no McDonald's.
可能也没有 7-Eleven.
And there was probably no 7-Eleven.
所以最多他只是喝水而已，没东西吃的。
So he probably just drank water and had nothing to eat.
那我们在这地方看他走了四十昼夜。
And we saw that he walked 40 days and nights.
但是他走到哪里去了？
But where did he go?
他走到神的山。
He got to the mountain of God.
在这个地方，这个作者他讲神的山后面那句话就是何烈山，是他的说明。
So when the author said the mountain of God, he explained that is Mount Horeb.
那到底什么是何烈山呢？
So what exactly is Mount Horeb?
从地界来看，在当时，如果你照看仔细的来看以色列人的背，以色列的背那个历史啊，这个何烈山是当时他们出埃及在旷野当中来到这个地方，是与神立约的地方。
So this is the place when the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness, and they established a covenant with God in this place.
其实这样的一个路径不用走到四十天呢、啊。
Actually, this path shouldn't take 40 days and nights.
但是为什么他走了四十天昼夜，四十昼夜
？But why did it take Elijah 40 days and nights?
我也不晓得。
I don't know.
将来有机会再问问以利亚哈。
Maybe in the future when we have a chance, we can ask Elijah himself.
但是我知道这个何烈山到底有什么样的意义。
But I know the meaning of Mount Horeb.
如果你们去查考一些资料，他会告诉你，他就在西乃半岛的南边的一个山脉。
So if you look up some information, it will tell you, you should find that it's in the south near a Sinai Peninsula.
因为你知道在很多的这个 Israel tour 里头呢，他通常 有一些团会加西乃山这个点。
So if you go to a tour in Israel, they usually add the trip to
Mount Sinai. 但是我劝你们不要用走的上去哈。
But I recommend you don't walk up the mountain because it's very tiring.
但是我们从历史的角度，我们看见这个山是摩西在这里蒙神呼召，他上到何烈山里面，他跟神立约，写下这个十诫的地方。
So from a historical perspective, this is the mountain where Moses received the Ten Commandments from God on this mountain.
啊，就好像何烈山就好像是某一个机构的总部一样的。
So Mount Horeb is like the headquarters of an organization.
啊，上个礼拜呢，我遇见 Texas A&M 的博士生，他说他在Dallas 的 lab 在那里做研究。
So last week I met a PhD candidate from Texas A&M, and he was doing.
She is a she.
Oh, she,、uh-huh. She was doing a research in a lab in Dallas.
所以 Texas A&M 也有一些 campus 在这个 College Station 以外的地方。
So there are several campuses other than College Station that belongs to Texas A&M.
那那个总部在哪里啊？
So where's the headquarters of Texas?
College Station, 对不对
？College Station.
所以何烈山就好像神的国度的总部一样的。
So that's why Mount Horeb is like the headquarters of God's organization.
因为在犹太人的观念，其实在旧约、新约都一样的，西乃山是一个神临到他百姓中间的一个地方。
So for Israelites, whether it's in Old Testament or New Testament, is Mount Horeb is a place where God came to them.
你可以从很多的犹太人文献里面看见，很多人提到很多的文献写着说，西乃山是神人相遇的地方。
So in many Jewish literatures, you can find out that Mount Sinai is a place where God met His people.
所以我在猜这四十天呢、啊，可能以利亚走来走去，不晓得去哪里。上帝说：“哎，来来来，来到这里。”
So I can imagine that in this 49 days and nights, and Elijah might be wandering around from one place to the another, and God just
in the wilderness.
In the wilderness,、mm-hmm. and God just told him, "Come here."
啊，那我们在这里看见这段经文里头啊，啊，这个来到第九节的地方，以利亚就住在一个躲在一个洞里头。
So in verse 9, we saw that Elijah lived in a cave.
啊，他躲在这里，而且住在这个洞中。
And he hid in the cave and lived in there.
啊，你们知道吗？那些有忧郁症的人，他们也是经常的躲在自己的洞中。
Do you know that many people who are depressed, they usually also hide themselves.In somewhere.
In their own cave.
In their own cave.
啊，这个山洞呢，他们躲的洞中呢，就会把那个窗完全的挡住，不要有阳光进来。
So in the cave, the sunshine was completely blocked.
啊，那些 windows 都会 blocked.
The windows were all blocked.
所以整个黑暗，这个房间里头根本没有光线，他们就站那里很长一段时间。
So in the room, it was completely dark, and they would stay there for a long time.
但是我们在这里看见上帝说，以利亚，你出来，你来到我的面前。
But here, God told Elijah, "Come out, come to me."
但是在这个之前，上帝先问他一句话。
But before that, God asked Elijah.
他说，以利亚，你在这里做什么？
Elijah, what are you doing here?
你躲在这个洞中做什么？
Why are you hiding here in the cave to do what?
我们看见当人有些问题的时候，跟神的关系有出毛病的时候，上帝常常问他说：“你在做什么？”
We can see that sometimes when we have a problem with a relationship with God, sometimes God asks, "What are you doing?"
啊，我们看见以利亚怎么回答。
And let's see how Elijah answered God.
我们一起来读第十节的地方。
Let's read verse 10.
可以吗？请大家用比较情绪化的、你知道读圣经也要常常的很 dramatic, OK? 所以呢，麻烦你把你想自己想象成、男女的以利亚 ，OK? OK? 姊妹、不，反正我们就想象自己是以利亚来读这个第十节，可以吗
？Let's read verse 10.
可以了，预备好了吗？好，来，请他说：“我为耶和华万军之神大发热心。”因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。啊，你们读出的那个以利亚的情绪了没有 ？Hello?
Can you feel that when I read this verse, it's full of emotions from
dramatic
emotions from Elijah.
啊。其实这句话是 很有情绪的。
So actually, this verse is full of dramatic emotions.
以利亚当时是很愤怒的，这样说：“只剩下我一个人呐、他们还要杀我哎、欸！”
So Elijah was very angry. That's I'm the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too.
可是上帝怎么说
？But what did God say?
我们看见在第十一节的地方。
We see in verse 11.
上帝说：“ 你出来，从洞里面出来，这是第一步要做的。
The Lord said, "Go out, out of the cave." That's the first step.
所以面对很多的忧郁症，第一个要出来。
So, when you face with depression, the first thing that you do is to go out.
那去哪里呢
？Where do you go?
当然是要来到上帝的面前。
And of course, to go, before God.
所以上帝说要来到我的面前。
So God said.Go out and stand on the mountain before me.
各位弟兄姊妹们，还记得这个地方是什么山吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you remember what mountain it was this?
西乃山。
It's Mount Sinai.
是神人相遇的地方。
It's a place where God met his people.
但是我们现在还要去西乃山找上帝吗？
So now, do we still need to go to Mount Sinai to look for God?
你要去的话，还要花至少$5,000哦，是不是？
If you want to go there, at least it's going to cost you $5,000.
那就不是有福的神的儿女了，是不是？我们还花那个五千块。
Bless the children for God because we had to spend $5,000.
至少啊，那个是 minimum, OK?
So at least you would spend $5,000.
上帝说：“你到我面前来。”
God said, "Come."
请问弟兄姊妹们，你现在能够随时来到上帝的面前吗
？Dear brothers and sisters, can you come before Lord anytime you want?
在马太福音第十一章，这个是我上个礼拜五两天前跟我们这些年轻的这些同学们分享的这一段经文。
In Matthew 11, this is the verse I shared with our youth.
我们一起来读这一节，因为这一节非常的宝贵。我盼望弟兄姊妹们，你能够把它背下来。
Let's read together. This is a very precious verse.
我们一起来读马太福音第十一章的地方。
Matthew 11.
好，这是第八二十八节，单单是第二十八节。但是弟兄姊妹们，你如果能够背下来是最好的。
This is the only verse 28. So if you can memorize this verse, that would be great.
主耶稣说：“凡劳苦担重担的，这个‘凡’这个字不是所有的，而是每一个个别的人。”
So here, Jesus said, "All you who are weary and burdened."
啊，我们看见英文把它翻成 all。
And here the English translation is all.
但是在希腊文是 each one plus 这个字是 every single one.
This is the
要翻成中文。
在希腊文在希腊文的原文意思是每一个人。
是每一个人的。
It's everyone.
所以你会看见上帝的心意吗弟兄姊妹们。
So you can see God's will.
今天上帝看下去不是说哦，这是一个哦，全部啊。上帝是看见每一个人。上帝看见的张长老看见的段长老看见的 Jack 看见的 Vivian 看见我们在座的每一个人 as a single one.
So when God looks down, he saw everybody. He saw Jack and Vivian and
Sissy. Sorry.
Elder John and everybody else as individuals.
就算 Season 躲在那里，他也看得到的。
Even if
他躲在对我俩是柱子后面的，你知道吗
？Behind the pillow, God can still see.
你们弟兄姊妹，你们看见吗？上帝看见每一个人 ，every single one.
Brothers and sisters, can you see that God can see each and every single one of us?
有人心里会想，上帝看得到我吗
？Somebody may be wondering in the May God, can God see me?
我跟你保证 ，Yes.
I can guarantee you, yes.
你在母腹当中，上帝已经看见你。
When you're in the womb of your mother, God already saw you.
所以应该严格照希腊文的翻译是：每一个劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，每一个。
So, a more precise translation from the Greek should be, each one of you who are weary and burdened.I will give you rest.
这是耶稣的应许，他说每一个人，凡是劳苦担重担的人都可以到我这里来。
And this is a promise by Jesus that all you who are weary and burdened,
我就使你们得享安息。
I will give you rest.
我们在这里看见，我们每一个人能够到上帝面前来，这是神的儿女最有福的地方。
And we see here that we can come to the Lord, and that's why we are most blessed.
但是我们当中，如果你还没有跟耶稣基督建立那个个人的关系，也就是你还没有接受他成为你个人的救主的时候，啊，严格讲起来，你必须要先经过这一个非常重要的关卡以后，才能够真正的来到他的面前。
So for those of you who haven't established a personal relationship with the Lord, you have to go through this critical step in order to be able to go before the Lord.
也就是你必须相信耶稣基督在十字架上为你的罪，他已经死了，埋葬，第三天复活。我们必须要有这样子一个信仰的信心来到神的面前，那才是能够跟他建立个人的关系。
You can only establish a personal relationship with Jesus only if you believe that Jesus died for us, resurrected, and for anybody who accepted him as the Lord, you will have eternal life.
所以我们有这样的信心，我们才能够来到神的面前。
Only when you have this kind of faith, you can come before the Lord.
因为那个是这个救恩的基础，是我们能够自由的来到神面前的非常重要的一个根据。
Because the foundation of salvation is that we can come freely before the Lord.
啊，我们在这里看见，再回到刚才，以利亚在神的面前，他说我这个人，但是上帝说 no， 不只是你这个人。
So let's return to First King Elijah said, I, but God said no, it's not just you.
啊、他说还有很多的人
there are many other people.
很多的先知还在我的保护之下
many other prophets under my protection.
因为他们都是耶和华上帝的仆人
Because they are all servants of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们您看见了吗这个耶和华这样一个神的名到底有什么的意义他说你不要光看你自己你要来到我的面前看看我这位神是谁
So You don't just look at yourself. You need to come before the Lord and see what God who God is.
这个是希伯来文的 Yahweh 这个字的希伯来文的图形啊。为了不给大家压力，我们往下看啊。
This is a Hebrew word meaning.
我也很怕希伯来文的。
I don't want to give you pressure. So let's look to the next slides. And I'm also very afraid of Hebrews.
我不是 afraid， 是 scared。
Scared of Hebrews.
不是，因为他没有母音，有时候要自己想 ，OK？
Because there's no vowel, so sometimes you have to imagine how to pronounce.
那我们看见Yahweh这个字在原文的意思是自由拥有的。
So the meaning of this is, I am who I am.
而且。他的这个字表明了神是有位格的上帝。
So this word means that God is a God with a divine personality.
而且他能够跟其他有位格的人类建立关系。
And he can establish a relationship with other beings with personality.
所以神自己来找我们，跟我们建立关系。
So God he himself seek us to establish a relationship with us.
还记得我们刚才提到以利亚的祖宗当中有一位亚伯拉罕吗？
You remember that we just mentioned that one of the ancestors of Elijah is Abraham.
他是跟神很好的关系的一个朋友。
And he Abraham had a very good relationship with God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看见上帝不要。以利亚继续的留在那个黑暗的山洞里头。
So when we see God, don't be like Elijah and continue to hide in the cave in darkness.
在那里非常的孤单。
You will be very lonely.
非常的绝望。
And very desperate.
到最后呢，就走上这个自寻死路的这样的一个状态。
And then in the end, you can only You see no hope in the road.
但是上帝要以利亚来到他的面前，跟他建立关系。
But God wants Elijah to come before him to establish a relationship with him.
所以 弟兄姊妹们，上帝要与你建立个人的关系，还记得吗？是每一个人的建立个人的关系。
So, dear brothers and sisters, God wants to establish a personal relationship with each one of us.
我们麻烦弟兄姊妹跟你隔壁的弟兄姊妹讲，就算他睡着，把他叫起来说，哎，上帝要跟你建立关系。
Let us talk to the person who sits next to you that God wants to establish a relationship with you.
Even he or she is falling asleep.
Even if he or she is falling asleep.
那我们呢，看见以利亚来到神的面前。
We saw that God come, I mean Elijah come before God.
我们在这里看见来到神的面前，就是凭着那个信心来到神的面前。
And we saw that he came before God based on his faith.
而且我们看见希伯来书很清楚地教导我们，这样的信心不但让我们能够与神建立个人的关系，我们也得着赏赐。
In Hebrews, we can see that not only we can establish a personal relationship, but we also be rewarded.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你们不要以为那个来到神的面前是很简单的事情。
Brothers and sisters, don't think that coming before God is a very simple matter.
因为人是很大的骄傲，他宁可他走上绝望的道路，他都不愿意来到神的面前。
Because people are very proud. They'd rather to be desperate, but instead of going before the Lord.
所以来到神的面前需要信心。
So we need to have faith in order to come before the Lord.
当我们带着信心来到神的面前，你就会得着赏赐。
When we come before the Lord and with our faith, then you will be rewarded.
我们还没有当中还没有信耶稣得永生的人，你第一个最大的赏赐就是得着这个永远的生命。
For those of you who haven't accepted God as your Savior, then the first reward is that if you accept Him as your Lord, then you will have eternal life.
我们这些信了主的人，经常来到神的面前，那个赏赐是让我们每一天生命都在成长。
For those of us who believe in God, that every day we are growing spiritually.
所以我们才能够在压力之下怎么样啊？有平安。
So that's why we can still have peace. Under stress.
我们刚才你们注意算那个有福有福福福的多少次啊
？So in the hymn we sing that it says blessed many times. How many times do you count?
领事的弟兄姊妹，我们算一下，总共有福几次？你知道重复是很重要的，它才会重复。
So maybe the song leader can count how many times we sing the word blessed and.The repetition is very important.
但是那个有福必须是我们凭着信心来到上帝的面前，我们才能够得到这个福气。
So we can only receive the blessings only when we go before the Lord with a faith.
因为这是非常重要的。
Because this is very important.
在神的眼中，他最喜悦看见的就是这样子的义人。
God is very pleased to see such kind of righteous people.
所以在新约里面也纪念以利亚这个先知。
And so that's why in New Testament we also remember the prophet Elijah.
在四福音当中，我们看见耶稣基督在那个变相山上，只有两个人可以跟他站在一起的。
So in the Gospel
Transfiguration,
in the New Testament, there's a passage about the transfiguration, and there are only one of the people showed up is Elijah. The other person is Moses.
你看见，可见以利亚在神的国度当中是有什么样的地位。
So you can see how important Elijah is in God's kingdom.
在雅各书里面也称呼以利亚为义人。
In James, also, Elijah was called a righteous person.
我们再回到海明威的故事。
Let's return to the story of Hemingway.
我们看见海明威是在1961年的七月二号自杀。
So we saw that Hemingway committed suicide in July 2nd
of
1961.
三十年以后，他的孙女在七月一号自杀。
30 years later, his granddaughter committed suicide on July 1st.
那他的亲人说，其实那一年，这个他的这个叫他的姐姐叫 Mariel 的丈夫说，这个妹妹其实在那一年是最好的状况。
Actually, her brother-in-law said that actually at that time her situation was not the worst or the best of
which is the best. Yeah,
it's the best for.
他的看他的这个熟悉的亲人说给他的 comment 是 she had gotten herself back together. 就是他是、
这个、
，Yeah, go ahead.
这个熟悉的人说他已经从最坏的情况下走出了这个阴影了。
但是请问他到底是用什么的方式扩然扩走出这个阴影、
But what did she use to get out of depression?
后来这个验尸的法医证明他是药物过度吃了太多的药死的。
So a forensic expert find out that she tookToo much of some drugs.
Drugs. Okay. 那严格讲起来，两种可能是药，要不然他就是 overdose， 要不然他就是决定干脆自我了结，一次把它吃完。
So either she took the drugs, overdose drugs, or she decided to just deal with this once and for all.
我们看见这两个祖孙，他们选择的道路都是一样的。他们选择其他的办法来解决他们的问题。
We saw that the grandfather and the granddaughter used to choose the same method to deal with this.
所以为什么诗篇第十六篇讲说以别神代替耶和华？记得吗？我刚才讲那个耶和华这个字的意思就是上帝他自己要跟我们建立关系，以别神代替耶和华，也就是我们以其他的东西来代替上帝的时候，我们的愁苦必加增。
So that's why in Psalms it says the sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods.
弟兄姊妹们，你有两个选择。
Brothers and sisters, you have two options.
要么你别神代替耶和华。
One, you run after other gods.
或者是你来到上帝的面前。
Or you come before the Lord.
你有自己的意志可以决定。
You have your free will to make a choice.
但是那两个决定的结果截然不同。
But when you make these choices, you will have completely different consequences.
我们再低头来祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
爱我们的天父，我们再次来到你的面前，求主你施恩给我们，帮助我们，开启我们的眼睛，不要让我们继续留在那黑暗的深渊里头，帮助我们来到你的面前，帮助我们凭着信心来到你的面前，我们选择来到你的面前，我们谢谢你让我们能够来认识你，与你建立关系，也求主给我们有更大的信心，让我们把我们的生命能够带到你的面前来，求主你给我们更大的赏赐，叫我们能够在这地上，虽然在逼迫，在压力患难当中，但是我们仍然能够以喜乐来面对，也叫我们知道如何来到你的面前，我们选择与你建立关系，那永恒的关系，求主你帮助我们在座还没有信耶稣的，求主你帮助他们，让他们知道主啊，你每一天都在看顾他们每一个人，我们谢谢主耶稣帮助他们每一个人都能够来到你的面前，要与你建立个人的关系，能够接受你的儿子耶稣基督成为他们生命的救主，让他们凭着信心能够领受神救赎的恩典。我们再次的为我们在座的已经信了主的神的儿女来祷告，帮助我们能够抓住那有福的确据，成为有福神的儿女，让我们就算在压力当中，我们仍然有平安，因为我们凭着信心来到你的面前，我们来到你的面前要领受你所赏赐给我们的安息。我们这样的祈求祷告感恩都是奉靠我们救主耶稣基督得胜的圣名，阿门。